Recording. Hello, this is the summer episode of School Rocks with Mr. Let's Get Social. I hope you're growing in your learning this summer. I hope that you're reading, that you're doing some type of math, science, and social studies, and looking at the world around us so that we can make connections and continually grow in the learning community that we all are a part of on planet Earth. There's so much that's been going on this summer, and it has all started really back in March when a lot of schools in the United States and around the world went virtual. What does that mean? Well, virtual means that you are using the internet and other technological resources to do what you do in real life, person to person, over the internet and over the web. So a lot of schools and students around the world went virtual, and their teachers also, and so they learned virtually. What have you liked so far about virtual learning, knowing that in the next school year in August, a lot of us will be going back to school, but in virtual manner? Online learning. What is it about online learning that you love? What is it about online learning that you really don't like so much? And with what you don't like so much, how can you make it better for yourself, for your parents, and for your teachers? We really want you to succeed as students and scholars, so we're here to help you as much as we can. Everybody has to do their part, so what are you going to do your part? So the world started virtual learning in March of 2020, and now it's July 2020, almost August. School starts back for a lot of us in August or September. And now that you've had a taste of virtual learning, how are you going to make sure that you stay attentive to your teacher, your assignments, and do what you're supposed to do while at home and have the same amount of attention as if you were inside of the school building? Here are some quick tips. Number one, make sure that you are in a quiet room while class is going on. Can you imagine having a conversation with someone and in the background, someone is yelling and you cannot hear the person you're having a conversation with there at that time? Well, that's how it is for students and teachers when you are in a virtual learning session and someone that is tuned in, whether a student or a teacher, someone has a lot of background noise in the background and it's making it difficult to hear your teacher or your student. Remember to always have a quiet environment for virtual learning. Tip number two, always, always, always make sure that you are comfortable. You can sit at your desk at home. You can sit at on your bed, you can sit at the kitchen table, but here's a warning, make sure that wherever you are sitting for virtual learning, that it is appropriate when your camera is on, and that area doesn't make you sleepy or dreary. Make sure you at least stand up sometimes to get some energy and blood flow to your brain so that you can be attentive and do your best. I'm going to come back with some more tips for virtual learning for students, and we're going to talk about what a good teacher does during virtual learning so that you can, give your teacher feedback on what they could do to make your virtual learning experience better. Yeah. I mean, your virtual learning is at home, but make sure that you go ahead and take care of all of your business before your class session starts. That means this is tip number three. Eat breakfast, wash and shower, brush your teeth, stretch. All of this can be done right before your class session starts. It's kind of inappropriate to be on camera and then eating something while your teacher is teaching you, unless he or she allows you to do that. But make sure that you have all of your attention on your teacher So make sure you go ahead and do all of your necessities or necessary tasks before your class session starts. Tip number four, have your school supplies ready with you. Just because this is virtual learning doesn't mean that you don't need paper or pencil. Even though you can do your note taking on your Chromebook, your laptop, your Mac Pro book, still use pencil and paper. Do you know research says that as you write information down, it helps you to memorize or understand the information that you're writing down and learning. So have your school supplies ready. Go through the doors and knock down the doors of Walmart and Target and Staples, Office Depot, all the stores that have great sales on school supplies. Make sure you have your hand sanitizer, your ruler for math, your compass for math, your highlighter for reading, social studies, science, and math. These tools are still necessary for you to stay organized. A lot of the times, students are not able to go in depth with the word processing elements that are in your system of computing. And so it can be very useful for you to have a hard copy of information. I'll be right back for our last couple of tips. Welcome back. So the last couple of tips have to do with teamwork. Mom and dad are your guardian, yourself, and your teacher. Tip number five, check communication daily. Make sure that you check your email, your learning platform, messages, so that you can stay up to date on necessary information, assignments, assignment feedback, information for your parents, so that you can stay in the know. It's nothing like being lost when you need to know information. And my final tip, tip number six, have fun. Your teacher has been using their time, hopefully, to learn more platforms and systems that will help to engage you in the learning from home. If you know of any other apps or platforms or have ideas for your teacher, go ahead and write them down and email them or communicate them to your teacher so that they can know. They need to hear your voice because it is teamwork. Allow mom and dad to sit in on a session if they'd like to, if your teacher in school permits it, and allow everyone to work as a team so that you can be successful. Here's kudos to a great 2020-2021 school year, and we will see you soon.